37. 13 days in October. John F. Kennedy, President of the United States, peered at the photographs taken by a U-2 spy plane flying high over Cuba. Nikita Khrushchev, Premier of the Soviet Union, was installing offensive nuclear weapons just 90 miles off the Florida coast. It was October 15, 1962. Kennedy called his advisors together. Some favored an immediate airstrike and an invasion of Cuba. Some thought the United States should put up a naval blockade around Cuba to turn away Soviet ships carrying weapons. Finally, Kennedy decided the Navy would put up a blockade. Khrushchev issued two orders. The Soviets would speed up work on the nuclear missile bases, and Soviet ship captains would ignore the blockade. Then the first unexpected event took place. Soviet ships approaching the blockade stopped dead in the water. The Soviet special envoy to Cuba had overruled Khrushchev and ordered Soviet ships to stop. Then, on October 26th, Kennedy received a letter from Khrushchev proposing that the Soviets would remove the missiles in exchange for a U.S. pledge never to invade Cuba. Before Kennedy could reply, a second Khrushchev letter arrived proposing a different solution. Khrushchev wanted U.S. missiles in Turkey removed in exchange for the removal of the Cuban missiles. From the U.S. point of view, this was unacceptable. But Kennedy had one more strategy in mind. The terms of Khrushchev's first letter were acceptable, but not the terms of the second. So Kennedy ignored the second letter. He answered the first letter instead. He replied on October 27th, and the next day a message came from Khrushchev. Yes, the Soviet Union would accept the terms as stated in the president's letter. Somehow, during those 13 days in October 1962, a war was avoided.